Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy
so you can protect stuff like this,
or this,
or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You know, what Postmates is doing for bottoms.
Oh, do you know? Ready?
Yeah.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
And look, man, I don't care how woke you are, where you're at on the political spectrum, doesn't matter at all, because this is nuts. Well, do you want to describe what the hell I'm talking about?
I mean, look, corporations like to get involved in certain things, okay?
But this is a deep dive, pun intended.
It's literally, well, these corporations are celebrating Pride, okay? I mean, you know, a lot
sure.
of people are celebrating Pride. But this was particularly, I don't even know what you would call it, interesting. I mean, it's getting explicit at this point. Postmates.
Real quick, Will.
Yeah.
These corporations, just so you folks know, these corporations that are celebrating Pride don't care. They don't care. The big corporations won't celebrate Pride in other countries where it's not accepted. They're full of crap. They're virtue signaling. They're lying to you. Anyway, what about Postmates?
Well, Postmates, one of several food delivery services profiting off struggling restaurants and underpaid gig workers, they recently announced that in partnership with an anal surgeon and a TikTok comedian, they are rolling out a bottom-friendly menu. A bottom-friendly menu, if you don't know what that means, is a man, or I don't want to assume their gender, but a person who's born male who likes to, I guess it's any person, yeah, I guess it could be women too, who enjoy backdoor, getting it in backdoor region.
And Will, I got to tell you, when I read this today, I was half laughing, but I was also half, like, just shocked that I, of all people that know food and what they could do, what certain kind of foods can do to your body, including, you know, your bottom, I didn't know that people took that into consideration. I didn't know that there was a diet that you need to follow to be a bottom.
I mean, apparently there is. They put a lot of thought into this whole thing. It's foods. They put together a list of foods that you can order from Postmates that you might want, if you're going to be a bottom later on in the evening, that you should consume and eat. So it's it leaves you, not embarrassing yourself with, number twos or something.
Is that happening?
I mean, is what happening? Where people are getting
are people having fun time and then bad things? You know, because I eat tacos.
Sure, I'm sure people really? Are doing that, and then they take it out, and there's an Abe Lincoln hat on the end. I'm sure that happens from time to time.
I don't know. When I read this, I was like, this is a reach. I mean, I don't know if this is really an issue where somebody's like, well, I want to order some Postmates, but I'm afraid that everything that I'll order is going to cause my butt to be in an uproar, and it's Pride Month, so I'm celebrating, and I don't want to have an issue with my partner since I am the designated bottom. I should probably watch my fiber intake. And then Postmates goes, well, hey, friend, we have designed a menu along with a butt doctor. And a TikToker.
An anal surgeon.
Yeah, what I said.
I didn't know existed, but I guess I
Me
should
neither.
Have. I mean, it makes sense that you might need surgery down there.
But some proctologists I thought would handle that.
Are they busy? They must be. I mean, they specialize
I don't
in that.
How much butt surgeries are happening?
I guess a lot.
A lot.
Depending
June,
on where
I
you're
guess.
At in the country, I suppose.
Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, I would like to know what is on the what foods you should eat.
Oh, I saw some of it.
What, can you elaborate? I didn't watch the video.
Well, they were saying I didn't watch the video. I just read the whole article, and they were saying that, there's certain foods like cauliflower and spicy foods and things high in fiber that you should avoid during Pride Month if you're a bottom.
Okay, that makes sense. Anything that's going to make you number two,
I guess.
I mean,
couldn't you just? Time out. Time out, lover. I need to go to two, and then I will clean up and be back, and we will continue this love sesh.
Or why not just, take care of that before and then take a nice shower?
Yeah,
really
dude.
Clean up in there. Get it good to go.
Oh, yeah.
Empty it out.
Look, I'm not a bottom, but I like to have a nice shower before sex at time. I think it's good for both people, too, always great.
I like
squeaky clean sex, that's the best.
Oh, yeah, before and then to go jump in after and just clean up. Oh, that's the best.
Like nothing ever happened. Like
that's
you're wiping up the evidence.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Throw the sheets and the laundry, everything. Yeah. Yeah, we do 5-7 times a week at my house. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's a lot. Good for you,
man.
Yeah,
dude.
That's terrific.
And I make sure that she eats the right food, too. She's a bottom, you know?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I want to know the foods that you should eat. Obviously, spicy food. I know you should probably stay away from that, just in case it kind of...
Is there some food that's going to enhance the bottom experience for the other person, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine something that... I don't know. Maybe spicy food would be better because it would constrict, from the capsaicin. Maybe
it would tighten it up
a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just... When I saw this, I went, God... Postmates, you are really putting the effort in to be the best during Pride Month. Like, I wonder if the people at Uber Eats are like, son of a bitch, we didn't think about bottom food. Why didn't we think about bottom food? You know?
Yeah, there was I'm trying to figure out if this was, like, it's so hard to tell if something's real or not.
Or if it's a parody.
Some other, like, doctor
satire
tweet that they put out. There was one, though, from... It looks real, but, you can make things look real. And it said it was a person that was commenting on the Postmates tweet saying that, honestly, this is this person talking, honestly, this is the level of pride other corps should strive for. If you're not literally helping us have sex, can you really call yourself an ally? And then Postmates allegedly responded. I don't know for sure if this is real or not, but they allegedly responded exactly. We're tired of heterosexual sex being the main focus of sexual education. Homosexual sex, specifically bottoming, is too often omitted and stigmatized. Not this year. Happy Pride. And that's from Postmates.
Maybe that just tells us who's handling the social media. Maybe that's just one person.
Yeah, that's probably has something to do. But although I would imagine for something as salacious as that it must have been cleared through corporate. I can't imagine this person just said, I'm going to wing this and kind of see what happens.
Well, corporate's not going to not clear it in the current climate, They're not going to be like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When their social media person, hits them up and goes, excuse me, I need clearance. And they're like, yeah, just go ahead, Francis. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes. Clear.
I very much enjoyed... that we were able to keep with the food theme tonight and also get the all news is woke news at the same time.
That's why when I saw that earlier, I was like, oh, that's got to be talked about because I don't care who you are. You don't see the silliness in this? Like, that Postmates made a special menu for butt stuff? I mean, come on.
I don't know, but just like where does it stop?
I don't know.
Like, that's the thing. Like, how are we done now, or is it going to keep going?
I don't know.
Because I never would have.
It's just weird.
This is cartoonish. This is what you thought, Like, they don't do this for straight stuff, straight sex.
Yeah, why? Because that's all that's covered in sex education.
Weird. It's so weird. I don't know. I don't know how far it's going to go and where we're going here, but. I don't know. Just like just switch it with heterosexual sex. If they were like, here's if you're gonna get, reamed out later on, Then here's what you should eat, lady, by a guy.
Look, if somebody's
That's a little. That's a little much. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like the. Like the drag queen story hours that are going on too, where they're reading to kids. Like if it was a lady who was dressed like a whore reading to kids, I'd be like, that's a little. Like we don't need that. I don't want to take my kid to that. That doesn't seem right.
You're right. Bizarre. They're very. I mean, look, drag queens are cool. I have several friends that do that. They're awesome. But it's kind of a sexy thing. You know, it's they're made up and the boobs and the butt and all that.
Lingerie.
Yeah, you wouldn't have like a featured dancer from like a Penthouse Club reading like kids stories to your kid.
I mean, I guess if they were dressed in a pantsuit or something, you'd go, okay, I guess. But you know, still, I don't know. It's strange.
Oh, Lord. Very some strange. Guy, you know, some male like, like Ron Jeremy coming over. And he's like, hey, kids, we're going to learn about the three bears. You know, like, oof. No.
Ron Jeremy, what are you doing here, man? This is not your bag. It's not really your thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how far Postmates is going to go. But, I mean, maybe. Maybe they come up with a pedo-friendly kids meal or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. Listen,
I mean, look, that's what people are saying, that's where it's headed. And then everybody scoffs at that. But I don't know. I mean, like, it keeps getting more and more like, whoa, wait a minute. And you just keep going down. Like, it doesn't stop. I've never seen anybody go, okay, we're good. Everything's good. Like, it keeps going. It just keeps.
We've hit a wall. Yeah. This is it.
It keeps going into a dystopia. I mean, it gets crazier and crazier. I don't know.
I don't think anybody. I don't think most people have a problem with the gay stuff, the LGBTQ stuff. I think everybody's pretty cool.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But that's where it's. People are going to argue that point and be like, oh, it's absolutely terrible for
unless you're like super Christian or Muslim or something.
Normal gays. That's what I was saying. But, you know, now we're on to trans because I think it is kind of in our culture. It's kind of accepted. Like gays are part of everybody knows there's gay people and are part of the society and nobody really cares. Really.
If you don't, I mean, there's something wrong with you. But yeah. You know,
but that's the next battle is the trans stuff. And then it's, you know, as you can see, that's the main focus. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know either, man. I just thought it was funny that, you know, you can feel safe having butt stuff because Dominion won't affect it. It won't ruin your night because we know this is a major issue in America right now where your Pride Month celebration is ruined.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.